This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Boy, it would really suck if we had to change the open of the show. We couldn't call me a Trump warrior anymore if Trump loses, right? That's why we've got to win. It's integral to pull Trump through, or Wayne Root has to change his open. Just think about that, Wayne Root fans. We can't allow that to happen. Trump's victory is not the important thing. Saving America is not the important thing. It's saving the open of Wayne Root show. Just kidding around with all of you. I was just thinking that when I heard the open. You can't be a Trump warrior if it's President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. How nauseating would that be? Let's hope it's not. I don't think it is. I really don't. I don't believe a single poll. It makes no sense, first of all. Never has there been a president who's done more. You're going to vote a guy out who's produced 34.6% GDP in the third quarter? Are you kidding me? That comes out on October 28th, but that's the number that the Fed is estimating GDP will be up over 30. So anywhere over 30, it's the highest in the history of America, economic growth leading into election. And the stock market went up 500 points there. I've seen study after study that shows it's a deadlock. If the market is up between, I think it's 6 weeks before the election, over that six-week period, which we're in now, if the market is up, the incumbent president wins every single time. So I just find it hard to believe that Trump could possibly lose. People can't be that dumb. It's not possible. And you've even got Puerto Rican Governor Wanda Vasquez endorsing Donald Trump for president. She said President Trump is the person who delivered for her island of Puerto Rico, and she urged Puerto Ricans in New York, Florida, and all over the USA to also vote for President Trump. I mean, when you hear things like that, I can't imagine Biden's going to win. I mean, there is no enthusiasm. There's nobody showing up. It's exactly the same as Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. Everything about it is the same, except they're cheating even more. But we have out-registered voters in all the key states, something had never happened before. Republicans are finally on the ball. This Puerto Rican governor, Wanda Vasquez, she's like the president of Puerto Rico, but of course Puerto Rico is not a country, so there is no president. They call the governor. It's a territory of the United States, but it's like a country, and therefore she's like a president. And she says, I ask all Puerto Ricans who are listening to go to vote, exercise your right to vote, evaluate who is represented, be a person who thinks about Puerto Ricans and their needs at the most difficult moment. It is Donald Trump. I mean, that's amazing. You never hear things like that, ever. Ever from a Puerto Rican political leader, ever. President Trump today ripped Joe Biden a new one for creeping on young Haitian girls at a campaign stop. Did you know about this? First of all, you remember earlier in the week, I was the guy who pointed out that Biden made incredibly stupid comments about the reason he was able to stay in his home, you know, and hide from COVID in the basement is because a black woman was stocking the grocery shelves. Who says things like that? Only Joe Biden. Inappropriate and just ridiculous. And again, conservative media had it as a lead story yesterday, and now it's disappeared, and the mainstream media didn't even discuss it. So do black people know about it? Probably not. It's just the most incredible fraud and cover-up and conspiracy in world history, how the media works with the Democrat Party, and how the media is the PR arm of the Democrat Party. Hard to even believe. So they're not going to mention this one either, but President Trump mentioned it. Creepy Joe Biden. He called him a wacko for his inappropriate comments to young Haitian girls at a campaign stop on Monday in Miami. Joe Biden is a pervert and a creep. You know, he's creepy Joe Biden, not sleepy Joe Biden. He should have been nicknamed by Trump creepy Joe Biden. The shocking incident took place during a campaign stop at a little Haiti cultural center in Miami. And he looked at a couple of young girls dancing and said, I want to see these beautiful young ladies. I want to see them dancing when they are 4 years older, too. You don't find that a weird, creepy comment from a guy who grabs little girls and smells people's hair and buries his nose in women's hair and runs his hands down their legs and brags about being in the pool and little kids swim up and grab his leg hairs? It's the strangest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's inappropriate behavior by a guy running for president of the United States. So Trump tweeted out today, he's been a wacko for years and everyone knows it. The lamestream media is stuck with him and they are just now trying to clean up his act. Notice how all of the bad things, like his very low IQ, are no longer reported. So he was racking on Creepy Joe. He said the bad news is Creepy Joe strikes again. Very strange. Called him a wacko. So I mentioned from my parlor feed that George Floyd was out. The guy who put his knee on George Floyd's neck was out. Derek Chauvin is the white police officer whose knee was on George Floyd's neck when George Floyd said, "I can't breathe," and he wound up suffocating and dying. Although it's come to my attention since then that he didn't die from that. He died from a massive dose of fatal dose of fentanyl in the system, enough to kill an elephant. That's probably the real reason he died. So you may not ever get Chauvin on murder. But if you weren't with me in the last hour, I made a very key point here. Think of all the Soros-backed DAs around the United States now. He has put district attorneys in place in many big cities, Dallas, Boston, St. Louis, who are so radical. They want to let every single person out of prison because they love criminals, and they want to let you out because you're black, and they want to let you out because you're Hispanic, they want to let you out because you're illegal, and they just love those groups. They couldn't care if they committed a real crime or not. And so it's kind of interesting because they're the ones who are going to scream today, I'm sure, about George Floyd, George Floyd's killer being let out. And there is no killer because there's never been a trial in a court of law. So we don't know if Derek Chauvin's a killer. He deserves to pay $1 million bail and get out. I'm sure he got helped by a major conservative fund or maybe a police benevolent fund combined with a major conservative fundraise to put up the $1 million to get him out. He has every right to get out and put up a $1 million bond, but all the people that murder and rape and loot and steal and riot, they get out in New York and St. Louis and Dallas and Boston. Remember, these Soros-backed DAs in both Dallas and Boston have put the weirdest rules ever, where they say if you steal anything under $1,000, we're not going to even arrest you anymore. You get like a death ticket. That's it, a ticket. For stealing anything under $1,000. So if you steal $998 of stuff at a store, they can't do a thing to you. Nothing. So are those same liberal activists and BLM big mouths, are all of they going to freak out today because Derek Chauvin was let out? Of course they are. I expect to hear something about it any day now. They're probably organizing it today because it just happened today for some big nationwide rallies tomorrow or Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I guarantee you bad stuff's coming our way from this. I guarantee you. All the black people, all the liberals, all the Black Lives Matter activists are going to be outraged that this guy got out. And all I'm telling you is fair is fair. If you let people out who throw Molotov cocktails intending to murder policemen, fry them in their own car, and you let them out, not on a $1 million bail, on no bail, because there is no bail anymore in New York City. If you believe in liberals and you believe in no bail, then you get what you deserve right here with this guy, Derek Chauvin. Because if you don't let them out, then maybe he shouldn't have got out. But if you let the murderers out just because they're black, just because they're poor, just because you feel bad for them, just because you're liberal, then you got to let Derek Chauvin out too. Just want to let you know that. Just going to let you know that. And then there's a new study out that is so, I mean, the idea that any poll would show Trump losing to Biden. When the new study is out and Trump and his programs and policies would cut taxes over the next 10 years, if he's reelected over the next 10 years, the things he will implement, his policies, will cut taxes by just under $2 trillion, $1.7 trillion. Whereas Biden would hike taxes by $4.3 trillion. So one guy's going to cut your taxes by almost $2 trillion. The other is going to raise them by $4.3 trillion. Add it together, it's a $6 trillion difference. You know, that's crazy. That's like in football when, you know, when a team's about to score, they're at the 1 yard line, and the running back gets the ball and he fumbles and the other guy picks it up and he runs 99 yards the other way for a touchdown. I've never watched a game where that happened, where the team it happened to won the game. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I've never seen it in my lifetime. First of all, it's very rare that someone goes the whole field and runs 100 yards for a touchdown, you know, or somewhere in that vicinity, 90 to 100 yards for a touchdown when the other team was just going to score. You felt like you had the seven, and it went seven the other day, other way. That's a 14-point turnaround psychologically. How do you say that? Psychologically. It just, you can't overcome it in your mind. It just, you cannot overcome a 14-point turnaround. You were going to score, and instead the other team scored. It takes all the air out of your balloon, and that team loses virtually every single time. And I feel like this is the same kind of thing where you're about to score at the goal line, the other team scores, and it's a 14-point turnaround. On one hand, Trump will lower your taxes by almost $2 trillion. On the other hand, Biden will hike them by almost $5 trillion. It's literally 1.7 versus 4.3. 1.7 in extra money going into your pocket, or 4.3 trillion being taken away from you. And that's like, you know, the Cowboys are about to score and boom, your Giants make you fumble and they go the other way, 99 yards for a touchdown. It's a killer blow. It's a knife to the gut. It's a kick to the balls. You're not going to recover. Well, guess what? The American economy will never recover. Small business will never recover. Big business and industry will never recover. Manufacturing will never recover. This country will be so screwed if instead of saving, instead of government giving us back $2 trillion, almost, Biden will hike it by almost $5 trillion against us, out of our pockets, sucking the money away from us. You're never going to psychologically recover from that. Never. Impossible. Economy will die. Country will go under. Wayne Allyn-Root, if you don't dance with the guy that brought you, that's produced 30% GDP. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn-Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I keep seeing article after article online from all the people I respect who tell me that gold has not even begun to move up. Silver has not even begun to move up. This was just the very tiny start of an incredibly historic run for gold and silver, is what the experts have said. And I tend to agree with them, because the whole point of gold and silver is their insurance policy. It's not investment as much as it's an insurance policy against disaster. And if Biden were to win, disaster for the United States of America. If Trump were to win and the Democrats retain the House, it's kind of a disaster, because they're going to be after Trump to impeach him the whole 4 years. They're going to be in his way, in his grill. And so there's so many things that could befall the United States of America, whether it's a stock market crash, whether it's a massive earthquake on the West Coast that I think is long overdue. There are a war, a terrorist attack. Gold is for all those things, to protect you. But forget all of that. Gold is what helps you, saves you, protects you from inflation when the value of the dollar keeps going down, and when people spend, when governments spend beyond what they've got. And that's what the United States is doing. That's what every country in the world is doing to save us all from COVID. We're spending ourselves into bankruptcy. And that equals a long historic uptrend for gold. That's what you got to see when stuff like that happens. So take advantage today. If you need gold, Cornerstone Asset Metals. If you need silver, Cornerstone Asset Metals. If you need to roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA, only for Wayne listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. No one else in America is offering this deal. Open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register or get more information, or do it, you know, to set up a precious metals IRA account or buy gold or silver, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Tell them Wade Wood sent you, 888, toll-free, 8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Here's another example of why, you know, you'd be crazy not to vote for Trump. Anybody'd be crazy not to vote for Trump. First, it was the economy. And second, Trump weighs more crackdowns on welfare-dependent immigration. President Trump's administration is weighing more crackdowns to ensure American taxpayers are not footing the bill for the cost of legal immigrant welfare dependents to the United States. Now, keep in mind, we're not even talking about illegals here, which are sapping our country's wealth, using up all the money that should go to your kids and mine, ruining our schools, ruining our hospitals, emergency rooms. Forget about all that. We're talking about legal immigrants, even legal immigrants from the minute they get here, in high numbers require welfare and food stamps. It just makes no sense at all. And President Trump is saying, you don't deserve that burden. Only people who should be lending are people that can take care of themselves. A CIS study, is the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, reveals 63% of non-citizen households in the U.S. use at least one form of taxpayer-funded welfare, while only about 35% of native-born Americans are on welfare. So 35% of this country, of Americans in America, are on welfare. 63% of non-citizens are on welfare. First of all, it makes no sense. If you're a non-citizen, you shouldn't even be in our country. But if you're a non-citizen, why are you on welfare? Non-citizen households use just about twice as much welfare as native-born American households. In California, with the largest non-citizen population in the country, and non-citizen is a liberal, politically correct BS way of saying illegal aliens, largest illegal alien population in the country, at almost 11 million, or nearly 30% of the state's total population, more than 7 in 10, or 72% of households headed by non-citizens are on at least one form of welfare. And only about 35% of native-born households in California are on welfare. Native-born meaning, you know, born in America. So 35% is the same number as the country. So in other words, you're a normal person in California, born in America, white or black, right? You're normal. You have the same level of welfare as normal people born in the entire rest of the United States, the other 49 states. 35% are on welfare. But if you are an illegal immigrant, 72% on welfare in California. And who's footing the bill? Americans! Americans! 76% of U.S. voters said welfare users should be mandated to prove they are not in the country illegally before being allowed to obtain public benefits. That includes 74% of black people, 63% of Democrat voters. Currently, there is a record high of 44.5 million foreign-born residents living in the United States. Nearly quadruple the immigrant population we had in the year 2000. Can you believe that? So explain to me why every American-born, native-born citizen is not voting for President Trump. He's saving us. He's trying to make America great again. He's trying to make your job great again. Keep your income high. Trump's going to crack down on welfare-dependent immigration. I say God bless.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday. The president from Twitter.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. And I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House, which is always an exciting place to be. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I spent 4 days there and didn't have to. I could have stayed at the White House, but the doctor said, because you're president, let's do it. I said, fine. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to listen. These are great professionals. They've done a fantastic job. And by the way, not only at Walter Reed, all over the country, we have the greatest doctors in the world. We have the greatest nurses.
And a vice presidential debate underway at 9 Eastern from Utah. Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris will face off with moderator USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
I'm I'm Wayne on the Root, the Warrior, and we've got a great guest for you, Hogan Gidley, the National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign, and he is a regular guest on our show. Hogan, welcome to the Wayne on the Root Show. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Great to have you on. So let's talk about a whole bunch of things. There's so much news overnight, and I'll get to some of that in a minute. Let me mention tonight's VP debate with Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, and Kamala Harris, who wants to be the VP of the United States, and who I think if her and Biden got elected, she'd really be effectively the President of the United States for a candidate who really just hides in the basement and really has no real effect anymore on life. Joe Biden, I think, would be Kamala Harris as the President of the United States. What's the biggest differences, and what do you think we'll see tonight in the VP debate?
Well, look, I think that one of the most significant things we're going to hear tonight is basically watching the vice president systematically explain how he was at the table for the biggest decisions this president made, okay? Whether it be trade deals that work for the American people finally after Joe Biden's failures, peace deals that Joe Biden and his ilk said could never happen, bringing home hostages that Joe Biden could never do, cutting taxes, you know, seeing the economy explode for all Americans, regardless of race, religion, color, or creed. This president did those things. Vice President Mike Pence was there, and he helped make those decisions with the president, gave him counsel. He was standing by his side, and I think he's going to be able to talk about 47 months this president has been in office. He's done more for the American people to improve their lives than in 47 years that Joe Biden has been popping around politics doing nothing except lining his own pockets and that of his family. That's going to be a significant part of it, I do believe. But also reminding the American people, Kamala Harris is the most leftist, liberal person in all of Congress, even further left than Bernie Sanders. She, of course, is for the Green New Deal that would crush energy in this country. She, of course, is for defunding the police.
Open borders,
getting rid of ICE, all those things. But one more thing that no one really talks about. She was the one who tweeted out in Minnesota to give to that fund that's up there to get criminals out of prison, violent criminals. Instead of giving money to prop up the businesses that burned down, or the business owners who contributed, or the police, she wanted to fund the criminals. That, I think, is a serious problem, too. And I think Joe Biden is going to be in trouble tonight because Vice President Pence is going to point these things out beautifully.
And, you know, for the next Trump debate, and now that he's healthy, I assume it's on for the next debate, as next week, and for tonight's debate, if you do have a chance to speak to Vice President Pence, please give him a little, just a little quick advice from Wayne Root, in that not only should you spout all of the great economic numbers from 2019, which I think was the single best economic year in the history of the United States of America, new stats prove that, and you know, state all the things Trump did, but here's the big one that Trump left out. President Trump did not say this in the last debate, and VP Pence should say it, Hogan, is that the Fed is now projecting the third quarter GDP will be 34.6%, the highest in the history of the United States of America, as in since 1776, since George Washington. No one's ever produced 34.6% economic growth in a quarter, which was the quarter that ended last week on September 30th. And the announcement, the official announcement, will be made on October 28th. But right now they're projecting 34.6. Anything in the 30s will be the highest in the history of our country. Boast about it. This is great, 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 great news for anyone with a job or who wants a job.
Absolutely. And this president rebuilt the economy once. He's doing it again. It's a V-shaped recovery, as you just pointed out. And Joe Biden's prescription, Kamala Harris's prescription, is to flood the market with illegal aliens, tens of millions, giving them amnesty. That would crush the American worker yet again, which Joe Biden has a history of doing already. He wants to tack on a $4 trillion tax increase on the American people. 82% of Americans would get that tax increase. I mean, what is he think he's doing? I mean, he has a history of failed economic policies. He has a history of failed domestic policy, failed foreign policy. He didn't want to go get bin Laden, famously. We now know that thanks to Barack Obama. He didn't want to go get Qasem Soleimani. He thought that was wrong, too. Al-Baghdadi, all the terrorists that this president eliminated from the face of the earth. Joe Biden was against all of it. So I think there are a lot of ways to attack Joe Biden and his policies and a lot of ways to promote the record-setting successes by this president. And again, Vice President Pence was there. He was beside the president, gave counsel, gave guidance, but also executed on what the president wanted. It was a real, real good relationship. Vice President Pence is the best, and we think that's going to be on display tonight.
All right, let's talk about something that came out today, and I don't even know if you saw it, Hogan, but there's a new study out, a report released by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, CRFB, and they say that Trump, over the next 10 years, if he's reelected, his tax program would cut taxes by $1.7 trillion cumulatively over 10 years. Biden, if he's elected president, would hike taxes by $4.3 trillion. So one guy would cut your taxes by almost $2 trillion, the other would raise them almost $5 trillion. It's a $6 trillion difference. Who in their right mind would vote for the guy that wants to raise them 4.3? Who's that suicidal and self-destructive that you want the economy to suck all the money out and give it to government as opposed to giving it back to the people? Trump and Pence should boast about this.
They will. And I have to tell you, the people crazy enough to do it are Harris and Biden. Okay? They're the ones bragging about it. And you don't have to take our word for it. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Wayne Root. Although, you know, Wayne's
listen
pretty good.
Listen to Wayne.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. But they're the ones, it's their own words, saying, of course I'm going to raise your taxes. Your taxes aren't going to get cut. They're going to get raised with me. Joe Biden was all puffing out his chest talking about what he wanted to do. This is the type of lunacy that the left wants. And by the way, I know this hasn't come up much. We're all aware. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Kamala Harris called Joe Biden a sex criminal and a segregationist. Is that something that the media is going to ask about ever again?
No.
I mean, it's so insane. So look, I think we're going to have a good night tonight. The record's there. We've got the man with the best record. We've got the man with the best message. And Lord knows Donald Trump has the best work ethic. I mean, he was in Walter Reed, had COVID, had quarantine, still did more events in a day than did Joe Biden. So we're ready to get after it tonight. I think Vice President Pence is going to do a great job.
You know how much faith I have in this man, Hogan. No one's ever had more faith in him than I have. And so, you know, last week I predicted on Friday, at the moment I heard they were flying him to the hospital, I said, you know what, prayers for him, of course, and please God take care of this guy. But I'm almost certain by Monday he'll be out of the hospital like Superman. They should play the Rocky song, and he should flex his arms. And that's kind of what happened. That's almost exactly what happened. He's truly an amazing human being, almost superhuman.
It really is. I mean, look, the president's done an outstanding job as president. This is something that I don't think a lot of people knew was coming, obviously. It's unforeseen. It's unprecedented.
Obviously.
It's attacked this world like we've never seen before. And this president, I mean, he got the virus. He said, look, I got to go to Walter Reed. We're going to get this thing fixed. I'm going to listen to my doctors, take the therapeutics, do what I need to do to get back on track. And thankfully, he has world-class physicians around him all of the time. And those doctors, the best two words I've ever heard Doc Conley say, he's back. And he talked about how this president had no live virus he could detect inside the blood. That's really good. Talked about his vital signs being good. Obviously, the respiratory issues weren't there with this president. That's good, too. So, he also said he wasn't out of the woods yet, and that makes sense. We're planning on getting together and prepping and you know, taking it home all the way to November 3rd and doing this debate in a couple weeks. But the fact is, we want to make sure that you know, the doctors who are going to dictate a lot of any potential travel or this debate, they'll have kind of the final say-so. But rest assured, this president's ready to go, and he wants to get out and deliver that message without the mainstream media filter as soon as he can.
Can I just pick your brains about the tweet that President Trump put out last night, which was that he's authorized total declassification of all documents related to Spygate and Hillary Clinton's email scandal with no redactions? I think that's amazing news. When is that going to happen? When will we see that stuff?
I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm not at the White House anymore. I'm over at the campaign. But I got to tell you, I think the American people are waking up to the fact that this president was attacked by members of his own government. And when it was a coup attempt. It looks horrible. It is horrible. And for Hillary Clinton, now we know where she factored into this too. We know about Brennan now. We know about Clapper. We know about Comey. Obama's part of this. And what no one's really talking about now, because the press don't want to admit it, Joe Biden's in this mix now too. He was part of this also. And if they can weaponize the government to come after a private citizen and their families and then continue that assault while being president of the United States, then those people can come after you too. And don't think they won't do it. They do not like anyone who is a threat to their power. And right now, Donald Trump is that threat. He's standing between them and you, and he's protected this country for the last 4 years, and they hate it because their power is gone. The president returned the power to the people. He's going to keep it right there with another 4 years. The peace and prosperity we experienced in the first term is going to continue in even bigger numbers and even bigger measurements for the next four. We've got to get out and reelect this guy so that we can continue this record-setting success.
And Hogan, just to prove what you said is 110% correct, I was a nonstop guest on Fox News when Obama was president, before I got on Newsmax TV, you know, nonstop, day and night on Fox News, always leading the attack against President Obama and Joe Biden, and sure enough, massive IRS attack against me, and eventually Tom Fitton took my case, and we got my files from the IRS, and guess what we saw when we got my files? It was a political attack based on my politics, and we are certain it emanated direct from the president's office, you know, President Obama. At the time. So these people will come after you as a private citizen. If they don't like what you say, they will try and destroy your life. Everything you said is 100% true. I'm a living victim of an IRS attack due to political, you know, political message they didn't like. So in any case, our time is up. And so I wanted to say thank you, Hogan. Great to have you on, National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. Go get him, Hogan.
Thanks so much. Anytime. I appreciate it. Y'all be safe.
All right. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. We'll be right back.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano-silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Healthshare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty Healthshare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty Healthshare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Healthshare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, last segment of the day. And we call it a day. Today is Wednesday, October 7th. Hump day. We're halfway through the week. All we got left is Thursday and Friday, and it's time for the weekend again. Hard to believe. Seems like I just left last weekend. But some long days, man. A lot of hard work being put in for all the companies I'm building. And that's why you can't elect Democrats. You can't. With all the work I'm doing to build my companies, would all be all but destroyed if Democrats get in. That's what's so sick about Carly Fiorina. People like her voting for Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to add $4.3 trillion in taxes. Trump wants to cut $1.7 trillion. That doesn't even take into account the regulations. I've always said, even though taxes are what you see in your paycheck and you feel in your bank account, nothing is more important than regulations. You don't see them. They're a stealth tax, and they're huge. And that's the reason in the end, Trump didn't even cut our taxes that much. He cut our taxes a little bit, which is a lot better than raising them. But he cut regulations dramatically like no president in history. I think he cut more regulations than all the other presidents in history combined in the first year. And that catapulted the economy to such dramatic success. And it resulted in so many people getting hired and so many people getting raises. Who in their right mind would be A, a Republican, or B, a business leader and vote for Joe Biden? A guy who's brain dead, a guy who's got dementia, and is number two person to the left of Bernie Sanders. And all of them are just puppets for AOC and the squad. The Democratic Party's run by the most radical, extreme, open border nutcases in history. So, A, it's up to Pence tonight. Let's see the job Pence can do. In just a few minutes, we'll have the VP debate. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you've ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail, by the way, this is capitalism, right? The fact that he's sponsoring my show, brilliant, Ron Solomon, the owner of MAGA Mall, the MAGA Mall, that's brilliant. And then on his end, to just capitalize on the love of Trump. He loves Trump. He knows you love Trump. He knows that all the products sold out there are garbage And he thought he, you know, he's been in the garment business his whole life. And he thought he could produce better products than anybody else. And guess what? He has. Ron Solomon, the MAGA Mall, have produced the greatest Trump products, Rolls-Royce products, with literally Chevrolet prices. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. They have the best selection of MAGA caps. They offer the finest quality at the most competitive prices. The MAGA Mall, your one-stop online shopping mall for great Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pins, and you get 10% off the already low prices by using the promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com. So, look, I just can't help but believe Hillary Clinton this time is going to prison, and if she doesn't, I don't understand what's happening in my country anymore. None of it makes any sense. President Trump authorizes total declassification of all documents related to Spygate and the Hillary email scandal with no redactions. And it's very clear from what the intelligence community released, John Ratcliffe, the head of the intelligence community, released all kinds of Spygate docs that indicate that Brennan knew, Brennan was bringing the information to Biden and Obama, that Hillary had made up this Russia story to get Trump in trouble, to beat him in the election, and to make Americans forget about all of Hillary's crimes. And now John Ratcliffe approved the release of a new batch of Spygate documents to the Justice Department for John Durham's review, according to sources who spoke to Axios editor Jonathan Swan. At my direction, the Office of the Director of the National Intelligence has provided almost 1,000 pages of materials to the Department of Justice in response to Mr. Durham's document request, including a new batch that justice lawyers are now able to view immediately. The crimes that were committed by Hillary and Brennan and Clapper, and, of course, overseen by Obama and Biden. And as Trump tweeted out today, now do something about this. The biggest of all political scandals in history. Biden, Obama, and crooked Hillary led this treasonous plot. Biden shouldn't be allowed to run. He got caught. And then, you know, if you're not mad enough yet, there's a new batch of Flynn documents that reveal top officials condemned Joe Biden's idea to use the Logan Act to go after and prosecute poor General Flynn. And if you're not mad enough yet, the IRS is being investigated for warrantless location tracking of Americans. I'll read you more about that tomorrow on the show, because you have to hear about this. They're all criminals. Our whole government is run by criminals. At the same time that's happening, the Senate and the House are now investigating Joe Biden, his brother, his younger brother, and his son, Hunter, for real financial crimes against the American people. And yet, at this very moment, the media and the fake news polls are trying to convince you Biden's going to win the election. This is insanity. This is pure insanity. I'll be back tomorrow, Wayne on the Root, with more. Telling it like it is. Raw Truth. Wayne on the Root. Raw and Unfiltered. USA Radio Network. Have yourself a great night. God bless all the cops out there. Be safe. We love you. We appreciate you. Have a great night. God bless.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.